Good morning again, my friend. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, let us continue this week looking at the glorious fulfillment of the promise of the Father, and that is the baptism with the Holy Spirit. But before we look at what the Bible says about this wondrous experience in our lives, lest anyone fear that I am misrepresenting what the charismatics and the Pentecostal positions teach, I would like to quote directly from their literature. So I would like to discuss a section of a booklet titled The Spirit and the Glory by Jack Hayford. Now, Hayford has managed to avoid many of the extremes of the current Pentecostal movement, and so in spite of the fact that he does associate with those who practice those extremes, I think citing him as a source is a more balanced representation of what the charismatics and Pentecostals believe. And if you read the entire booklet, you will see that everything that I have claimed is taught by the second blessing opponents is accurate. Since we are now talking about spiritual gifts and have discussed in past teachings in great detail what the two sides believe when they receive these gifts, have it be either by salvation or by the second blessing, I would like to look at Jack Hayford's thoughts from his booklet, looking at the distinguishing two promises which it comes to the spiritual gifts. So here's what Jack Hayford has to say, and this is his description and rationale of the charismatic and Pentecostal position and their doctrines. Number one, the indwelling joy of salvation. Jesus promises us a well of indwelling grace to satisfy us when we come to Him as Savior. In John 14:14, they say, Jesus says, "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well springing up into everlasting life." Now, I'll be honest, I'm not sure how that fits in with the indwelling joy of salvation. Number two, the overflowing power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus promises rivers of grace to flow out from you into others. John 7:37-39, with the overflowing of the Spirit, there are distinct qualities that have been proven to take place, according to Hayford and others, in the experience of many. 1. New powers to serve and witness, Acts 1:8. New pursuit for growth in the world where the Scriptures become more precious, John 14:26. New potency in prayer, Ephesians 6:18 and Romans 8:26. New passion for worship, where you desire to worship from your inner being, which is always a good thing, though, my friend. 1 Corinthians 14:15. Prayer with spirit and sing with the spirit refers to intimacy and release and worship taken from the spirit and from the glory. Study notes by Jack Hayford, pages 6 and 7. Now, the main point we need to see is that Hayford claims that the certain dimensions of Christian life is only received by the second blessing. And so if you have not received the second blessing, then you lack everything contained in the second blessing. Now, here's my point. Despite having Christ in you, the hope of glory, note that Christ is in you, you will lack these things even if you have Christ in you. Wow. And that is exactly what Hayford and others state in his notes. So here is what Hayford's conclusion, which is inescapable. Christ does not carry these blessings. They are in addition to Christ. But let us ask, what are these blessings that Hayford says are included in the second blessing? Well, according to his notes, we lack new power to serve and to witness. We lack a new pursuit in the Word. We lack the potency in prayer that we could have. We lack passion for worship. We lack all of these things, mind you, not because we are unsaved. Oh, no. We lack all of these things despite the fact that we are saved and have Christ in us. As if that is not enough, but wait, there's more that we lack, according to Jack Hayford. In a very real sense, the concept of receiving the baptism with the Holy Spirit is like saying to God, I do not only want the person of Jesus made real in my life by you, Holy Spirit, but I also want the power of Jesus to happen through my life by you. Grounds for Living by Jack Hayford, page 157. Now notice what he is saying. If you are saved, you do have the person of Christ made real in your life. But if you do not go on to receive the second blessing, you do not have the power of Jesus happening through your life. That, my friend, is an amazing statement. I mean, if I do not have the power of Jesus happening in my life because I have not received the second blessing, I would suggest that I am lacking a great deal of what Christianity is. For if I do not have the power of Jesus Christ happening throughout my life, then I have little more than a legal position before God of being saved. I would barely have anything living of God about me at all. I have said this point before, and I know, you know, it may seem to be, you know, down in the weeds a little bit, but the division and the controversy of this matter is great and causing strife and confusion within the church every day. I also said that we can barely understand the real definition of Christianity. After all, 88% of America calls themselves Christians, and we know that figure is not true. So if we do not discover the truth on this matter of the baptism with the Holy Spirit, then it will only lead to more error and open rebellion to God and His Word. Okay, before we move on to what the Bible says, I feel the Holy Spirit is saying to share what I believe and then balance that with the Word of God. So I believe that the Bible, the Word of God, absolutely teaches that there is a baptism with the Holy Spirit. I also believe that included in this baptism is everything God has for us, including all, let me say that, all of the spiritual gifts, even the so-called sign gifts. But I do not believe that the baptism with the Holy Spirit is a second blessing or an additional blessing. Rather, I believe that the baptism with the Holy Spirit is the new birth. It is Christ in us being received. Let me say that again. I believe the baptism with the Holy Spirit is the new birth. It is Christ in us being received. Thus we receive all, let me say all again, when we are saved in Jesus Christ. Now, I hope I did not lose a bunch of listeners here, but if I did, it was because they did not want to hear the truth, what the Word of God has to say about this issue. Amen? What they have to say about this issue. And we are more concerned about their denominations and their pet teachings than what the Holy Spirit has to say on this matter. Again, I believe there is no second blessing. Rather, we receive all things in Jesus Christ, and having received Christ in our heart and life, we are complete in Him. Now I speak as one who has been involved in charismatic and Pentecostal churches and groups for years. Yet, years ago, I was prayed for over for the baptism with the Holy Spirit, and at that point in time, believed I had received it. I spoke in tongues that the Spirit gave utterance, and I still do. I've had many wonderful spiritual experiences and have manifested spiritual gifts, including the sign gifts, but it always troubled me greatly that I could not prove that there was a second blessing in the Bible. And as I watched it further, it troubled me that the charismatics and the Pentecostals who claimed to have this second experience from God were slipping more and more and more into greater error while increasing in numbers and money. How could those who claim to have the fullness of the Spirit, a fullness that other Christians do not have, how could they not be the prime teachers of truth? Indeed, how could they instead seem to be producing more and more and more error? It just didn't make sense. I had to ask myself, what does the Scriptures really say? Well, next week we'll begin to answer that question. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, just hoping and praying that the Lord is opening up your understanding and and just working that thought in you. And I'm going to leave you with this verse, Colossians 2, 9 and 10. And ye are complete in Him. The Him is Jesus Christ, which is the head of all principalities and powers. For in Him, that's Jesus Christ, dwelleth all, make that again, all of the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Wow. For in Him, Jesus, that's Jesus Christ, dwells all of the fullness of the Godhead in the body. And verse 10, and ye are complete in Him, that's Jesus, which is the head of all principalities and powers. Again, this has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, just knowing and praying that you have a tremendous week and you have allowed the Holy Spirit to work in your life, conforming you into the character and the image of His dear Son, Jesus Christ. See you next week. Amen.